It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pennis on the local side with Thursday's win last week for the West County Bulldogs in a Class 3 third place game. It concludes our broadcast season with 292 broadcast games, but we're not gone for long. Starting next week, we'll bring you the KFMO Classic Series. It starts Wednesday, June 12th, and will run through Wednesday, July 31st, and air every Wednesday between. We'll rebroadcast 8 of our best broadcast games from this past season, and it starts next week. We'll release the schedule and the games later this week here through the facilities of KFMO. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals had a series finale in Philadelphia on Sunday, looked to salvage one of the three games. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night, a happy flight from Philadelphia to Houston. After the Cardinals lost a pair of two-run leads, they came back to beat the Phillies 5-4-10.
Defense was a problem for the Cardinals, but pitching certainly wasn't. They did not give up an earned run, a 5-4 hard-fought victory. Ryan Helsley had to pitch in the ninth inning with Harper, the runner at second base, got a couple of key strikeouts to close it out.
Well, it was good pitching out of the bullpen. Jojo Romero shut down his old ball club. Andrew Kittredge looked good. And I'll tell you, Matthew Libertor, he was under the gun and left two runners on at second and third.
May have been the key of the game. Matthew Libertor giving the Cardinals a chance to win. John King picked up the victory. He was good, too.
And Ryan Helsley earned the save, his 19th and 20 save opportunities. How about the pitching matchup tonight here in Houston? Kyle Gibson against Justin Verlander. We're on the air at 6:15. 7 o'clock, Ricky will go over the lineups and the pitching matchups, and then about 7:10, we'll bring you the first pitch from Houston, Texas.
Guys, thanks. Card skipper Oliver Marmol on Nolan Gorman delivering a go-ahead 10th inning single, giving him 3 RBIs during the game.
That was a good at-bat there. That's a tough at-bat with Soto. He's got some stuff for you, and he stayed in there well. Short to the ball, big line drive, base hit there for that run. We can go Helsley and end that, but big homer as well.
Cards outfielder Alec Burleson on salvage the final game of a 3-game series with the bullpen going 6 shutout innings.
It's awesome. You know, the bullpen was outstanding, like they have been all season. We were able to, Lance, don't know if he, I don't know what he felt like, but he obviously gave us a good start, and, I think we just did enough to beat those guys. Good ball team over there.
The Redbirds are back at it tonight, starting a 3-gamer with the Houston Astros. Coverage on B104.3 at 6:15. First pitch at 7:10. Elsewhere in the MLB, on the National League landscape, Arizona topped the New York Mets 5-4. The Chicago Cubs fall to Cincinnati 5-2. And the Los Angeles Dodgers shut out Colorado 4-0. American League action, Minnesota over Houston 4-3. The Boston Red Sox fall to .500 at 30-30. They lose to Detroit 8-4 in 10 innings. And Tampa Bay was victorious in Baltimore with a 4-3 winner. Rays manager Kevin Cash.
It's a good team. Felt like we played them pretty tough, game one and game three. We got to find ways to get back to being ourselves and finding ways to win games late, kind of like what we did today.
And interleague play, the Atlanta Braves are victorious over Oakland 3-1. Toronto topped Pittsburgh 5-4. Washington gets a win over a hot Cleveland Guardians ball club 5-2. Texas shut out Miami 6-0. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. The New York Yankees beat San Francisco 7-5. Juan Soto was 3-for-5 with 2 homers as the Yankees score 4 in the ninth.
I think Trevino did a huge thing that when he ran down that ground ball and beat it out, instead of being 2 outs in the ninth, he keep the runner first and give AB a chance to bring another run and then put me in the inning.
And the Kansas City Royals beat the San Diego Padres 4-3 and come from behind fashion. Nelson Velasquez tripled in the ninth to tie the game, and Nick Lofton hit a sacrifice fly, his first career walk-off RBI.
It's been unbelievable. That's just what we show as a team. We're very resilient. We don't give up until that last out.
From there to Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC played at Inter Miami on Saturday and played to a 3-3 draw. Goalkeeper Roman Berkey says a draw is not acceptable in a game in which the team held multiple leads.
At the end, we could say we scored 3 goals. We had a decent performance against a good team, but if you are up 3 times, you have to manage to win the game.
City will host Portland on Saturday at 7:30. UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks beat San Antonio 13-12 on Saturday and clinch home field advantage in the XFL Conference Championship this week. Anthony Beck says his team did not make as many plays as they needed, but found a way to win.
I think in our moment plays today, we had a few that we could have made that we didn't. And, when you can still win and not have those moment plays, then, you know, that's a good sign of the team not giving up and playing four quarters.
And quarterback A.J. McCarron was back in the game. And again, that win was important because on Sunday, the Battlehawks and Brahmas will play again in the XFL Conference Championship at the Dome at America Center. And the USFL Championship is Saturday. That features Birmingham and Michigan. The NASCAR Cup Series was at Worldwide Technology Raceway on Sunday. Austin Cindric gets the win. He made a last lap pass of Ryan Blaney, who ran out of gas.
Never thought in my mind we were short, but one of those things, yeah. Gosh, I mean, I'm proud of the 12 boys. Menards Richmond Ford was fast and had my work cut out for me holding up Christopher, and that was a fun battle. I don't know what happened to him, but one lap short, which I just stinks, but congrats to the two team. They did a good job all day. So props to them, Austin, proper team Penske and Ford. Really happy with our showing today. Just I don't know what I got to do to get some luck on our side. We've wrecked the last two points races and thought we had a great shot to win today and ended up bad. So let's appreciate the effort. Just got to keep sticking with it.
The Cup Series is at Sonoma on Sunday. The Toyota Save Mart 350 will have coverage on KFMO at 1:30 with the Performance Racing Network. And the NBA Finals begin Thursday. It's Dallas at Boston. And the NHL, the field is set for the Stanley Cup Final. That will begin on Saturday. It'll feature the Edmonton Oilers and Florida Panthers, who both won their conference final series in six games. Florida did it on Saturday against New York, and the Edmonton Oilers did it last night. Here's Connor McDavid on the feeling of punching his ticket to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, it feels like a dream, honestly. It was a crazy one tonight. Not our best effort, but we hung in there. Found a way to get a win. Stu was great. Everybody played great. Just hung in there.
And Edmonton forward Ryan Nugent-Hopkins has been with the team through thick and thin in his 10th season as they make their way to his first Stanley Cup Final.
Unbelievable. I mean, best fans in the league. It's incredible to do it. Get to the next level in front of these fans. Obviously, you got a ton of work to do. Playing a good team. We're going to enjoy it tonight, but proud of this group.
The Stanley Cup Final begins Saturday, Edmonton at Florida, Game 1. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.